Okay, on the line I have Sharon Vard, and she's from Annamcara. Hello, good afternoon, Sharon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. I'm fine, thanks very much.
Not too bad. Can I ask you about the organisation first? I haven't heard of it before. It's just the website is Annamcara. That's Annamcara, one word, .ie.
Yes, Noel. And, well, Annamcara is a national organisation that was founded by bereaved parents, I suppose, due to the lack of support that we felt was out there when our own children died. So it's been founded to provide online and face-to-face support services to other bereaved parents throughout Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of tragedies have happened, sort of coincidentally, recently. And it's children that have died in car accidents, fatal illness or even suicide, which is hard to contemplate when you think about it, but it is a reality of today.
Well, I think, according to the Central Statistics Office, Noel, approximately 2,100 families every year lose a child between the age of, you know, a small baby all the way through to an adult child. Because I think one thing we realised quite early on in Annamcara is that it doesn't matter what age your child is or the circumstances of the death, you know, it really is the most unnatural thing in the world to outlive your child.
Okay. In what way, when you talk about support, is it the empathy that people give to each other?
Yeah, we found ourselves, it was kind of a group of parents who had kind of met and continued to meet. And what we found the most powerful was when we met with each other, because there was a huge huge understanding of what each parent was going through. And no one does understand the how tough the journey is, you know, after your child has died, than another bereaved mum or dad, you know, because they do understand, because they're living the same, you know, the same nightmare.
Mm-hmm. And kind of, I know I don't want to sound insensitive or whatever, but I'm just reading about this, and I actually hate talking about it. But at the same time, the questions, the grief would be massive for everybody, of course. But is it an extent if it's suicide or say a child dies through illness or in a car accident, are they different types of grief where, if you understand what I mean, with suicide, you've often heard people saying, well, if it had been an accident, I could understand it, this I would understand. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I'm only going to speak personally, no, but okay. I do think that for every, when your child dies, every parent, the grief is very unique. And even, you know, other parents, I lost my daughter through serious illness, and other parents who lost their children through serious illness, mm-hmm. you know, their grief is all unique too. I think, you know, when it is, you know, sudden death, like a suicide or a road traffic accident, you know, it is very sudden and it is very traumatic. But what we've always said in Annamcara is that we focus on the similarities and not the differences of our loss. So mm-hmm. even coming together with other parents, you know, we are connected. You know what I mean? We're connected because we're all trying to find a way to cope and survive, you know, the loss of the child in our life and their physical, you know, presence in our lives.
Yeah, and I suppose in the initial stages, a lot of parents feel like that the pain is never going to end, and
yes,
especially
and
birthdays and around holiday times.
Yeah, there's always huge challenges for a parent, you know, particularly the first year and the first birthday and the first Christmas. And then, you know, you go into the second year and often, you know, extended family and friends, they expect us to be better in the second year. But yet in the second year, it's when it really comes in real for us that we realise that it is every birthday and every Christmas, not just the first.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what happens as you kind of go, and it is a journey, it's not something you get over, but I think, you know, a lot of bereaved parents out there would agree that, you know, you learn a way to live your life around the loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, always having that bond with your child, because, you know, that's one thing that, you know, we have found that, you know, no matter, even though the death of your child ends your physical relationship with them, you know, the love you've shared with them, that lasts for a lifetime, you know.
Yeah.
You will always carry them, you know, in your heart.
You have new charity partners, the Children's Medical and Research Foundation, and also Our Lady's Children's Hospital in Crumlin. Can you explain that to me, how the connection
is? Noel, is Applegreen would be, yeah, I think everybody's familiar with the service stations around Ireland, and each year they choose two charity partners for a two-year period, every second year.
Okay.
And we've been very, very lucky that ourselves and the Children's Research in Crumlin, Medical Research in Crumlin, have been chosen as their charity partners for 2014 and 2015. So I suppose for Annam Cara, we're a very small charity in Ireland, but yet, you know, we're making a big impact. And for, you know, a corporation, an Irish corporation like Apple Green, to come on board and recognise the impact we're making for all bereaved, you know, parents, because as I said, we're not just about young children. We would see ourselves, you know, supporting parents of older children as well, because there is actually no ideal age to lose your child, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As I said earlier, you know, you're just not supposed to bury your child, you know, your child is supposed to bury you as their parent.
In normal circumstances. Now, I mentioned...
In normal circumstances, yeah.
The chairman, the name of the charity, Annam, A-N-A-M, Cara, C-A-R-A. Now, it's one word. Now, you mentioned there about the... about the Apple Green, but is there other ways that people make donations and contribute to
this? Well, I mean, they could, you know, we would encourage people to visit our website, annamcara.ie, and there is, you know what I mean, obviously people can make donations then, but we also, like, you know, Annam Cara appreciates any offer help. Like, sometimes, you know, people will come on and volunteer and help us, because we are a very small charity. There's only just myself and one other person who does part-time work in the office, so we really try, any donations that come in go out, you know, towards our services. But we're always very appreciative of anyone who wants to help with, you know, do some volunteering, maybe run a fundraising event, or they could also maybe take part in the mini marathon. We're just looking at that this morning, mm-hmm. You know, getting ladies involved, you know, to help us out with the mini marathon.
Is it? I don't know. A lot of cases, people are quite reluctant to get involved with people. I'm getting back to the organisation and the way it helps people. Is that mm-hmm. reluctance still there? And how hard do you think it is for people themselves? I mean, speaking from experience, did it take you a good while to get, say to yourself, well, I need some help here? How long does it take? And what does it
take?
Yeah,
again, I think everybody's different. Like, sometimes parents will come in, you know, to one of the Annam Cara groups, maybe just, you know, a couple of months after their child has died. And I suppose, there is a huge lack of information in the community for bereaved parents. And I think often parents will come in at that stage because they really want to find out what's happening with them. And, you know, you mentioned it earlier in your interview, like, the grief is very intense. And, you know, it's not like other griefs, you know what I mean? It's far more intense than the loss of, you know, certainly of a parent. And again, I would imagine even of a spouse. It's because it's so unnatural. So people will come in, parents will come in maybe 2 months on, and then sometimes people come in at any stage. And the whole thing is, like, it's never at any, even if you're 2 years down your journey, you know, and you feel that you want to connect with other bereaved parents. And what we provide is a very safe and comfortable place for parents to connect with each other. And at each of our groups, we would have a professional co-facilitator. So there's always an Annam Cara volunteer who would be a parent like myself who's experienced the death of their child. But there mm-hmm. would also be a professional facilitator there. And their role would be, again, if parents had any questions, if they're worried about another family member, you know, they could ask our professional facilitator who would, again, guide them, give them information, and maybe guide them to other services in the community.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, actually, because parents can go there themselves, but sometimes if there's other siblings there, brothers and sisters, it's hard for them to communicate and explain to them what happened because they're so young. So you would be there, Annam Cara is there to advise them on how to handle it.
Yeah, we would have, at every group, currently we have 6 groups, you know, active around Dublin, around the country. Mm-hmm. And at each group there would be like an information library, and there would be books that, you know, parents could borrow and leaflets that they can get. And again, like, we would try where we can to have information about what services, you know, if they wanted, looking for, you know, support services for their other surviving children, or for maybe another member of the family, we would hopefully have that information, you know, there.
Okay, can I ask you, since you started, you said it was because there was a deficit there of support and information. Has that improved, apart from yourselves?
I think what has improved is that organisations like Annam Cara, Console, you know, other organisations that are out there supporting bereaved parents and children, you know, through maybe different causes of mm-hmm. death, we are definitely working better together. Mm-hmm. But in terms of information, you know, within the hospitals and it is very tough because they're so busy. Mm-hmm. So again, I think bereavement, you know, hospitals are there to try and get people better and make them well. Unfortunately, with that, you know, I think sometimes there still is that lack of what it actually is out in the community four families.
And when you mention it just like that, Sharon, can I, for instance, I know the hospitals or whatever are very, very busy, but if they say someone really distraught and the circumstances are really tragic, would they maybe take it on themselves to say, look, somebody get up onto Adam Carring to help these people here?
Yeah, and I would say every week we get, you know, a number of calls from people working within the HSE asking about our services, you know what I mean, and getting info, and we would send them on information and they would forward them on to bereaved parents. So yeah, quite often people within the system are definitely reaching out and seeing what is in the community and passing that on to the families they know.
Okay, Sharon, I'm going to let you just give all the information again now before I let you go, and anything you want to say now regards funding or about information.
Well, as I said, our contact, our website is annamcara.ie, so that's A-N for Nora, A-M-C-A-R-A.ie. And if you know, if anybody is interested in finding out about what we do know that 6 out of 10 people in Ireland know a bereaved, somebody who's lost either a brother or sister or, you know, a child. You know, to maybe visit the website, have a look at what we do, have a look at the events that are taking place around the country, and, you know, and maybe pass that information on to the person they know who is, who has experienced the death of their son or daughter.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much for talking to us here on the program.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye. And that's Sharon Vard from Annam Cara, and it's ANAMCARA.ie for all the information there.